The pressure starts early. A woman steps into a salon on a crowded Saturday morning, and the heat in the room feels like a warning. Bottles of chemicals line the counter. Stylists move fast. No one says it out loud, but everyone knows what brought them here. To be seen, to be acceptable, to be enough. The first cost is time. Hours lost every few weeks. The next cost is pain. Scalp burn, tugged roots, tight styles that pull through the night. Then comes money. Small bills at first, then larger ones. The routine turns into a quiet contract. The world demands polish, and women pay for it long before they choose their own version of beauty. This is where the economy begins, built on unspoken rules and quiet sacrifices. The real weight settles when you see how far the journey goes. Relaxers lead to wigs. Wigs lead to procedures. Procedures lead to long-term bills. The price rises and the question follows. How much does beauty take before it gives anything back? Chapter 1, The First Price Paid. The salon opened before sunrise and the chairs were already full. Women waited with their jackets on their laps and their phones tucked into their hands. The smell of chemicals settled low in the air. A stylist mixed a relaxer bowl at the sink and kept her eyes on the clock. The room carried a tension everyone understood. Beauty took time and money, and you had to keep up or risk falling behind. A woman stepped forward when her name was called. She sat with her back straight. The stylist spread the mixture fast. The burn hit early. She pressed her lips together and stayed still. Every few minutes, the stylist checked the strands, rinsed them, and moved on. The process felt routine, but the cost was clear. Hours gone. Scalp tenor. Hair weakened to hold a look the world called neat. Outside the salon, the story stretched across years. Workplaces rewarded a certain appearance. Schools reinforced it. Family comments shaped it. A woman learned early that being seen as polished meant fewer questions, fewer fights, fewer reminders that her natural state was judged first. The cycle grew from small decisions, a touch-up every 6 weeks, a trim that cost more than planned, heat treatments to hold the shape, products stacked under the bathroom sink. None of it looked dangerous on its own. Together, it added pressure. Beauty became less of a choice and more of a requirement. In the salon, another woman tried to negotiate her style with her budget. The stylist explained the difference between a treatment that lasted 2 hours and one that lasted 2 months. The cheaper option protected nothing. She picked it anyway. Bills came first. Beauty came next, but not too far next, because the world punished anything out of line. By midday, the room felt heavier. Straightened hair wrapped in tight curls. Fresh blowouts pinned to keep the shape. The chairs stayed full. Every face carried the same mix of relief and strain. They came to stay presentable, to avoid questions, to feel safe in spaces that demanded a certain polish. The hidden costs settled into the rhythm of their lives. Relaxers were not just a product. They were a promise. Each woman made it quietly. Keep the hair manageable. Keep it controlled. Keep the world from using it as an excuse to judge or dismiss. The pressure held steady even when no one spoke about it. That silence carried weight. No one said how much money they spent over the years. No one said how uncomfortable the treatments felt. No one said how much time they lost in waiting rooms and chairs. The pressure moved between them like a shared truth. When the doors finally closed that evening, the floor was covered with loose ends and stray hairs. The day left its mark. The women walked out with fresh styles, but the cost followed. Every appointment deepened the routine. Beauty demanded payment over and over. The last customer stepped outside and pulled her coat close. Her hair lay flat and sleek. She ran her fingers across it and felt the tenderness near the scalp. She checked her reflection in the window of a parked car. She looked polished. She looked prepared. She looked ready for the world again. But the questions lingered. How long could she keep this pace? How much would it take next time? What happened if she stopped? Those questions stayed with her as she walked away, and the weight of them marked the exit line of her day. Chapter 2. Escalation and Reinvention. The beauty supply store opened late in the morning, but the parking lot filled early. Women moved through the aisles with quiet focus. Wigs lined the walls in long rows. Lace fronts hung from plastic stands, each one marked with rising prices. A worker restocked shelves while customers compared textures, lengths, and colors. No one rushed, but no one lingered either. The choices felt heavy because each one carried a cost. A woman lifted a wig from its hook and checked the lace. She held it up to the light and studied the hairline. She wanted something that looked natural enough to pass without comment. The price tag made her pause. Wigs that once cost small amounts now reached totals that strained a budget. Still, the pressure stayed. A style needed to match the moment. Work, social life, photos. Every setting demanded a version of her that looked updated and clean. At the far end of the aisle, another woman scrolled through her phone. Images flashed across her screen. Flawless edges, seamless installs, skin smoothed by filters. The digital world set a standard no one could reach without help, and even help struggled to keep up. She put her phone down and looked again at the options. The comparison tightened inside her chest. Falling behind felt dangerous, even if no one said it out loud. The wigs were only part of the shift. Products stacked along the shelves added another layer. Glue, mousse, tint spray, edge control. Each item promised improvement. Each one raised the total at the register. The beauty industry grew by convincing women that reinvention was not luxury, but routine. A style could not hold for long. New looks pushed forward every season. If you missed a few, you returned carrying the pressure to make up for lost ground. A woman at the counter asked about premium lace. The worker explained how the newer versions blended easier. They cost more because manufacturing changed, demand rose, and supply stayed tight. The woman nodded. She felt the weight of the price, but she needed something that did not draw the wrong kind of attention. She paid and left with a small bag that held a bigger burden. Outside, the cycle followed them home. Wigs required maintenance. New ones replaced old ones fast. Installations cost money. Tight budgets stretched to fit styles that held confidence together. The pressure came from many directions. Not society alone. Not media alone. Not work alone. It came from the mix of all of them, turning beauty into a continuous chase. Social media sharpened it. Filters softened faces and brightened skin. They created a version of beauty free of pores and texture. That version spread fast. When women compared themselves to those digital images, something shifted. The gap between natural and perfected widened. The chase intensified. Beauty became a task with no finish line. The midpoint of the struggle hit when a woman tried to take a break. She removed her wig and left her hair uncovered for the weekend. She looked in the mirror and felt exposed. Not because her natural state lacked value, but because the world taught her to expect criticism. She tied a scarf around her head before going out. The break gave her a small breath, then reminded her how little space she had to rest. Back in the beauty supply store, the shelves changed through the day. More expensive options sold faster than expected. Customers wanted the pieces that promised the least visibility. If the lace disappeared, the pressure eased for a moment. A natural hairline simulation, a blend so clean that strangers would not second-guess it. The industry understood this fear and priced it accordingly. By late afternoon, the aisles thinned out. A worker swept the floor and adjusted the wigs for the next wash. The store felt like a quiet engine of transformation. Women walked in carrying questions about how to stay ahead. They walked out with bags filled with answers that only held for a short time. This was the reinvention stage of the beauty economy, the place where enhancement shifted into maintenance, the moment when women realized that staying the same cost almost as much changing. The cycle did not slow. It tightened. The comparison culture, the filtered faces, the rising prices, the constant updates, all of it sharpened the stakes. When the lights dimmed near closing, a woman hesitated at the door with her purchase. She checked the reflection in the glass. She imagined how the new wig would look. She thought about the price she just paid. She pushed the door open and stepped into the night, with the same question carried by others in her place. How long could she keep up with the pace? Chapter 3, The New Economy of Faces. The med spa waited behind tinted glass, quiet and cold. Soft music played in the lobby, but the room carried a different tension. This was not a salon or a beauty supply store. This was the new phase of the industry, where faces were treated like long-term projects and monthly payments kept the cycle moving. The receptionist confirmed appointments without looking up. Women sat in chairs with their hands folded tight, ready to trade comfort for control. A woman stepped inside an exam room and met the provider with a practiced calm. She came for fillers under her eyes. The dark circles bother her for years. Photos made them look deeper. Filters made them vanish. The gap between those two images pushed her here. The provider explained the cost. One syringe for a mild change, two for something stronger. The woman stared at the chart and nodded. She approved the higher amount. The decision settled on her like a quiet weight. The needle went in fast. The pressure spread under her skin. She blinked through the discomfort and tried to picture the result. The provider gave her a mirror. Swelling hid most of the outcome, but she convinced herself the change would be worth it. She pulled out her card without speaking. The charge came with a warning. Maintenance is required every year to keep the effect. Stopping would bring the shadows back. In the next room, someone else received lip filler. Another waited for cheek contour. Someone booked a preventative appointment for lines that had not yet appeared. The procedures formed a map of modern beauty. The industry shifted from products to injections, from trends to medical financing, from temporary looks to structured upkeep. Every treatment built a pattern that shaped the woman's face over time. The provider explained another option, a membership plan. Monthly payments that reduced individual visit costs. The model worked like a subscription. Beauty became a bill. Women paid before anything changed, locking themselves into a future where their appearance depended on scheduled upkeep. The system rewarded commitment. It punished breaks. Miss a few months and the face softened in ways the industry framed as decline. Outside the room, the hallway buzzed with low conversation. Women compared swelling times, bruise care, and follow-up dates. None of them felt reckless. They felt responsible. The pressure to stay camera-ready grew louder each year. Workplaces wanted polished faces. Social feeds displayed perfected skin. Society praised youth and punished the signs of strain. Procedures became another silent contract. A woman at the front desk tried to cancel her next appointment. The receptionist warned her that stopping would undo her progress. The woman hesitated. She considered the upcoming photos, the comments she would face. The shift in her confidence of her look changed too fast. She rescheduled instead of canceling. The cost hit her again as she signed her name. This was the end of the beauty cycle and the beginning of something harder. Fillers and injectables turned beauty into long-term debt. Credit plans covered procedures. Payment apps offered split options. The line between healthcare and appearance blurred in small steps. The industry grew by convincing women that prevention was cheaper than correction. The logic worked. The pressure followed. When the day ended, the last woman stepped outside and felt the cold air hit her swollen skin. She kept her head down as she walked toward her car. She knew the procedure was just one step in a much longer path. She knew the next visit waited on the calendar. She knew the industry counted on women like her to stay enrolled. She reached her door and paused. Her face held a new shape. She traced the area gently and felt the ache beneath the surface. The change had a cost she could measure. Money, pain, time. But the deeper cost stayed unspoken. She wondered who decided what beauty should look like and why the price climbed higher each year. The question hung over her as she started the engine. Who profits when the cycle never ends?